Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Here we are. Sorry about last night. We had a little bit of illness here. Wow, I did rack up some hours in the pearly whites, if you know what I mean. So, not quite right yet today, but better, a lot better. So, glad to be here with you all. It is our Saturday edition of the show, and we look forward to your phone calls. So, remember, the sooner you get in the queue, the better, because once we get, as time gets rolling on, you may not get in time, so it's best that you try to get yourself in there early enough, all right? I'm going to remind you all we're using ordinary playing cards for the readings we're giving here. Facebookers, you see me holding up the deck. Blog talkers, well, you know that's what we use. And if you don't, you're finding out right now we use an ordinary deck of playing cards. So I want to remind also everyone that I will be using a full 24-card layout for each call. It's a personal preference of mine. I want to see more than just a couple of cards coming down. I want to actually see what's going on in your life. How are you? A bit about your past, a bit about your present, and, of course, your future. When you meet with me privately, well, that is when we would do several layouts during your time with me. So remember, this is simply a sample for you to get acquainted with personal prophecy card readings. And so I hope that you will get on the phone list, as many are right now. I am going to turn you over to the one and only Mr. Jimbo Fantastico. Yay.
Hey, everybody. I want to remind you the show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also like to remind everybody out there that if you're international on any platform, they're joining us and you get it and you're speaking with us. Some people just watch and listen. But if you're communicating with us, communicate that you are international and we'll give you live international shout outs. Like we are going to start off right off the bat. Terry Sue's in the UK.
Yep.
Then we have Laura up north in Canada.
Yep.
All right. That's we got thus far. More come in. We'll give announcements. It doesn't have to be at the beginning. Anytime during the show you show up, we'll work in. So okie dokie, 515-602-9676. Number to call in. When you call in, they'll let you know. Automated message will say you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. If you don't hear a show, something went wrong, hang up, call back. Always the moral of the story. And if you have to do it a couple times, maybe we're having technical problems, but we'll straighten it out. So if it goes silent while you're all of a sudden you do hear a show and go and you hear nothing, give us about 2-3 minutes. Something probably snafu'd and we're bringing you back to life. So if you stay on the queue, you'll be in the queue. Hopefully those things don't come into play, those things at all. Facebookers, if we have some call gaps, we'll definitely try to work you in. Wednesdays, it's alternate Wednesday, so we always guarantee it. But on the other show, we just cannot guarantee things. All we can guarantee is if there is an opening, we shall make sure you are aware of it, and we'll tell you how to get your live reading. Okie dokie. I can't forget this. I don't like when it's that soft. They have to hear the microphones way over there. When you hear that sound, that means you're reading. You're getting a reading, and I'll play the harps when it's time for that reading to conclude, because we have to move on. All good things must come to an end. But before you depart, I shall give you a single healing card from the Healing Angels deck. And it's a good one. Healing Angel cards are good. They're obviously a positive, healthy, happy, well, not necessarily happy, positive, healthy message. And it's only a couple sentences, so you don't have to fall asleep while you're listening to me read it. So we got that going for us. Alrighty, not that excited. I remember this day. We must have been doing this for a while.
Why?
Because it's National Rubber Ducky Day, and I remember that because it's so ridiculous.
You do?
I do. So I know we've been doing this at least for a year now, because checking out what day it is. Not much else going on here.
What's the second one?
I'm not going to talk about things that are kind of, you know, it's only interesting things.
Okay.
All right. National Sticker Day, if you like stickers, right? Load them up. Vision boards. If you have vision board, they made a National Vision Board Day. Poetry break. Take a break and write poetry. And
well, I'd love to see something you would write.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
No, you'd go with there once was a girl from.
Well, that's wrong. I would take that roses are red, violets are blue and make it dirty too. So that's what I'm saying.
God,
not my thing. I don't have to like everything. I don't have to like poetry.
Certainly not. Yeah.
The only poetry I need is in music because that's poetry itself. They just put it to music. All right. I think we are ready for the show unless you got anything you want to toss out there before we get rocking. Now is your opportunity.
You know, it's interesting that while I was down and out, I did look at a lot of different news stories and special interests, et cetera, on the phone. I can't remember a single one of them.
Okay, well,
now,
the problem is she doesn't look – some things she looks at aren't trustworthy.
What, like them – the well, I won't even go into
it. Don't go into anything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what's bad is even if they're crap, even if they're lies, I'll fact check it. You'll find another crappy source that has the same lie. They're just duplicating each other's lies. So that always isn't always the solution. Just to, I found two sites that say the same lie. Well, then it's got to be true. Yeah. International shout out to Rachel in Australia. This side of the world from us. And we're on the other side of the world to her. So it's all relative.
She's having summer. And
that's right.
They're
coming out of summer. They just had the first day of summer 3 weeks ago-ish. Okay. So...
fine, you can give it back at any time, Rachel.
They're headed to fall.
Yeah.
Let's do this first caller, Deb. We're going to go to area 909. That's out west in the state of California. 909, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Glad to have you with us. And
Hi.
And you are?
My name is Bernice Berkowitz.
Did you say Bernice?
Denise.
Welcome, Denise. We don't need last names. Yeah. But thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Denise.
Okay. Matter of fact, I didn't hear it anyway,
Hi.
So there you go.
How's your New Year going so far?
It's slow going, but it's good. I'm positive.
Well, that can be hard to do sometimes if you're having some difficulties.
Yeah. So have you called the show before?
No, I have not.
Well,
first
time. Welcome. Awesome.
Special welcome to you.
Have you listened
Thank
before?
You. I have.
Okay, so you know how it goes, so we don't have to explain everything to you.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right, well, if you want to ask a couple questions, give a little background on them, now is your time.
Yeah, we are all ears.
I'm mostly curious as to whether or not the work I've been doing on myself and the different techniques I've been doing, if my vibrations are getting higher, if I'm advancing or if I feel like I'm not, but I know sometimes we don't always feel that, you know, the shifts that happen, so I'm just hoping that.
Yeah.
Okay, so she wants to see what the cards show on that. So she's doing some stuff for herself, but she's not necessarily feeling the results, but they could be there, like she said, so she wanted some card backup, because sometimes we don't see things. Because we're not objective on ourselves a lot of times, especially if we're really – sometimes we get overly sensitive on every little thing we do and feel, and we think, oh, my God. But that's good. That's cards. Just helping vibrations. I always like that.
What?
The vibration.
Oh.
Well, you caught it. Card didn't hit the floor.
No, but they were.
They she were was doing the cards.
The dreams, and I'm just trying to inspire to them, and it's. I live in
a tough
situation.
Well, you live in a tough situation. You laugh, but I have a feeling it's not that funny.
I mean, it's challenging, but I mean, you know, it's all for the greater good, but.
It is.
For myself,
and, you know,
it's challenging.
I sometimes will laugh at bad things, too, because what are you going to do, cry like a baby? I mean, that helps sometimes, but overall, you know, what are you going to do? That's just life. Life is going to be ups and downs. I know it's big philosophical crap here, but it is. All right, cards are down.
Exactly.
I have to tell you, hon, I think it's a wonderful idea that you are working on yourself.
Sure.
Your cards show that this was really needed and that you are going through some difficult times for yourself. And the one thing that I'm picking up on very strongly is that you're highly empathic. So when a person is, and you know that, so that you have to make sure that you ground yourself and that you have, you know, certain boundaries so that you're not soaking up everything that others around you are thinking, feeling, et cetera, or, you know, it can turn you into a total wreck. So the grounding technique that I like to use is I imagine that there are roots growing out of my feet.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. And they're going down into like the center of the earth. And down there, they're finding a great big pink quartz and it's glowing. And the roots go right around and through that quartz. And it really helps us so much, well, me especially, because doing this work, there have been times in the past that I was so overwhelmed with all these emotions coming at me from others that sometimes I couldn't even get out of bed to go to work. So that's why others around me taught me these things. Another one is to imagine yourself like you're in a glass telephone booth, if you know what that is. There aren't that many people.
I do. I remember them, yes.
If nothing else, you can watch an old Superman movie or something, and you'd always go in there. Which I always thought was hilarious. It's like, how does that guy go in there and change and nobody notice it when it's glass? But whatever, he did it. I guess because he's Superman. He could he could do it so fast, like zing in an instant. So, all right, Deb, back to you.
So anyway, I want you to know better days are definitely coming for you, hon. And the more that you keep trying and working on yourself and not holding yourself responsible because a lot of what's going on around you, you did not cause. All right. But I feel you have also the heart of a perfectionist. And maybe as a child, you were blamed for everything. I know I was. So that was a hard thing to shake when I got older. Okay. But be mindful of what you own and what you don't own and a lot of what's happening around you, you don't own. And I'm so glad that you are working on yourself, which I say this because your cards indicate that if you were not, you could have easily gone down a road of illness and not simply like, mental. Bless you.
I tried to hold in a sneeze. I should never try that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I
did start going down that road of illness, and I'm trying to get back to, you know, fixing all that. Tiredness and the overwhelm is sometimes just, I don't know how to deal with the tiredness of why. I know it's a lot of the people around me, but I'm kind of trapped in a sense. I take care of a few family members who are unable to. So finding my own freedom, I guess, is tough.
Well, bless you for that. That is really challenging and difficult work to take care of others.
Well, and I would say that sometimes if you're doing a lot of work on yourself and you're not seeing results, maybe you can imagine if you weren't doing any work on yourself, it might really start slipping and sliding. So maybe that work is actually doing something. positive. You just don't see it a net gain.
That's true.
I just can't get past that initial like baseline, I guess.
Yeah, you're trying to get over the hump. I got you. It's like you're scrambling up a hill, and sometimes you're just spinning the wheels. But if you didn't spin the wheels, you'd be sliding down the hill. So at least you're doing it. You're fighting. You're keeping in there.
Right.
Also, I think it's very important to have and I'm trying to come up with a good word here, a good, like, say...
Cucumber, monkey, giraffe.
Like, an emotional grounding. Mm. For me, there are some movies that if I watch them, I realize, wow, my life is not so bad after all.
International shout-out to Louise in the UK.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
There's a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of positive, and I'm very grateful for my family. I'm trying to get a project going, and I seem to hit obstacle after obstacle, and I don't understand what's blocking me from. I want to do a community-based pet resource complex, basically to reinvent our shelter system, and I've got a perfect plan, but I just can't seem to get the right focus, the right people in my tribe to go forward, and it's frustrating because.
Yeah, let me tell you though, I think the timing for you is not quite right. It's coming, and I see that there's something you definitely want to do, something it looks as if you think you've had to abandon and give it up for the sake of like the work you do, taking care of others, other things that have had priority. But you will return to that. It's still there. It's still very much a doable goal for you. And I think later on in this year, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel for yourself. This is going to be a year of great transformation all around us. I mean, in some ways, if you look at the world, it couldn't really get too much worse. In some way.
Right.
But there's going to be, like I say, it's like a transformation, revolution that's going to go on. And I feel you're going to be an integral part of it. So for now, work on yourself. Because realistically, you can't help others if you aren't able to help yourself.
Right.
And your cards are urging you to do some writing, like keep a journal. Put things maybe on the computer.
Well, yeah, that's, when we say write in journal,
that doesn't mean
by hand.
Right.
Some people like to do it by hand because they can do it in bed, but you can have a notebook, notepad or something, and if you're into computers, you can just type it and save it on your computer too.
It's also very possible for you to start. They have all kinds of free platforms, for starting your own website. And you don't even have to use your real name if you prefer not to. But you could put up a lot of inspiring and thoughtful, we'll call them essays from you that can be very cathartic. They're cathartic not only for you but for others too. I mean, you've got a calling, and you will answer it. It's just really a matter of time. And now Jim's going to have something.
Is that my doing, or is that just the universe not finding the right space, or is it my doing that keeps putting things off, like into the future?
Not you. It is the timing of the universe, and we can try and try and try to make something happen, but if the timing is not correct, it will have one obstacle after another because it isn't meant to be yet.
It's like a lock. All the little tumblers have to just perfectly right. It's like a lock. In order to get to that lock, all the little tumblers or whatever type of lock it is has to be just right
before it to open. Have faith and remember, it'll come in its own best way and time. Really.
Okay. So I'm on the right path then. Just keep going. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Melanie. I believe Melanie
Jim has a card for you.
Is in the UK also. Your healing angel card is integrity. Be flexible, but also be true to you. Stand by your beliefs and values, and others will stand by and believe in you.
Love that. Well, you hang in there, Denise. You watch and see. This year it's going to unfold in a beautiful way for you. And don't be a stranger. You can come whenever we're on for a reading.
Oh, absolutely. We do multiple shows.
How can we get in touch with you to do a private reading?
PsychicLoveDoctor.com webpage. All spelled out just like it should be properly. Yep.
Yeah, go there.
Okay.
You can book it. I'll get in touch with you, and we shall connect.
Book them. They will come.
Okay.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Darling.
All right, thank you. All right, we got some international shout-outs. We have another Rachel. This one's in our side of the hemisphere. We have a Rachel in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Jay from up north, also from up north in Canada. Welcome to you folks. International shout-outs to you both.
Yeah.
Indeed we shall. All right, we're going to move on to the next caller. We're going coast to coast on the phones. We're going to go to area code 914 in the great state of New York. 914 East Coast, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hey there, how are you?
Well, we're doing just great. How are you? Are you cold? Isn't it cold up
cold?
There?
Do you ever hear
aren't
of Siberia? We're in Siberia.
Roger that.
Yes.
Okay, that would be an answer of yes. All right.
Yeah. It's more
sometimes
the 80 miles wind blow. You can't move forward. Let's see what else. The cars are cutting you off, and even though you're on your foot, and they don't care that the 80 winds. Oh, my God. It's just nothing you can imagine.
Well, we can imagine it. We're from Minnesota.
Northern, way up there.
It's been many moons, but we can imagine.
Yes.
Yep.
And we have the same thing sometimes right through Easter.
You know how the North is. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. No, Minnesota, yeah, you got us beat. That's true.
I remember some pretty wicked blizzards in May.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they melted fairly fast afterwards, relatively. But I remember them in May. You're like, holy crap, I was getting my short sleeves and shorts out. No, I can't.
Oh, God.
Yep.
You two are,
saints
that you could put up with that weather. That saint only could put up with that weather.
Well, when you're brought up as a kid, you got no choice.
Yeah.
You deal with what you got to do. And then when you're young, you don't really have the ability to move. When you're 18, 19, typically you don't have the resources just to pack up and move. So you just rolled. And if that's all you've known growing up, it doesn't seem so bad to you. But living now and then when you move somewhere else in Virginia, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yes, I hate to tell you, we have flowers moving here. It's been 50 years.
The flowers in Virginia get confused. Several times we had bugs out the other day flying around at night.
We are so spoiled.
Oh, God. That's hysterical.
You know, we got a dog shedding because he can't tell what frickin' time of the year it is. So he sheds like
oh, my
spring.
God.
Yep. All right. What do you have a cooking?
What's a cooking is this?
Let's
see. I just ran into somebody, you know, a guy. And I didn't know we were just, like, going to be friends or whatever. And then he started really, you know, kind of leaving the friend zone, buying me stuff and this and that and the other. And then he told me this whopper of a story of what his career is. And I said to myself, oh, my God. But then I thought to myself, I think he's lying about that, trying to look, you know, make him. So what do you guys think?
So you met a guy, or is this somebody from the past?
Nope. New guy.
Okay. Met a new guy, physically met him.
Physically for real, not online.
Oh, wow. Isn't that different?
That is.
And you're worried he told you a tall tale about himself? Is that what you're wondering?
Yes. And if he did, why?
Yeah, imagine that happening. A guy telling tall tales. They've been doing that since probably before.
This my friend is the tallest one that exists. Or to be
awesome.
Real, which is why I'm asking you.
Okay, cool. So it's so incredible. You almost think it possibly could be real. International shout out to Suzanne in the land of the Scots.
What do you think his motive is for telling?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, was it a meeting by chance or was it an arranged meeting?
Oh, no, no. We met just naturally. Just people outside of a bar situation, you know. I think we were getting a light from each other. Me, his friend he was with, and that was the three. That's how we met.
Right. Hey, that's actually kind of a cool thing. And the cards are going down. And it's good to be cautious, you know.
Well, it is, you know.
Maybe he really is what he's saying he is, and I'm just like,
I
don't know.
Yeah, but, and nobody, there's no other friends in your group that know this person?
They do, but I can't get into it because in case it's real, I can't really get into the details of it. But, no, there's no way for me to know. That's why I'm on the phone with you, too.
We are the last resort here, the last line of defense.
Yes.
All right, Deb, what do you see in the cards?
All right. What
a lot of pressure on you there, woman.
Well, what I'm getting here is, all right, there's a truth and there's like a truth and a half-truth in this story.
Would that be like embellishing
on
some facts?
He feels like he's not worth much. He may tell you all kinds of women are chasing him, but I think it's only in his dreams because...
No, it's not a woman thing. It's not a woman thing. It's a crazy, crazy career. And I want to know if it's surreal if he's in this crazy, crazy career.
I think part of it is absolutely true. But I think it's like, you know, when somebody tells a fish tale, oh, I went out and I caught me one heck of a fish. Maybe it was only 12 inches long, but he's saying it was 4 feet long.
Embellishing.
Yeah, so... But the thing is, it's a story that works for him. All right. He's not, I do not see that he's had much luck. And I would
say
that
again. I couldn't hear you.
Hasn't had much luck.
Yeah.
With
women.
With people.
Oh, okay.
The story gets some great attention, you know, and... Of course, it might be able to verify it, but I'm not seeing that to be the case. Now,
what case?
You being able to actually verify this story.
She's not really being able to see that you'll ever be able to figure out the truth on your own anytime soon.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Are you romantically attracted to him?
Is who, what?
Romance. Do you feel romance?
I'm getting, if you can hear her, I'm hearing you straight, but when she talks, every other word drops out, so I really can't understand what she's asking me. What did she ask me?
I asked if you are romantically attracted to him.
Oh, I wasn't at first, but then he was to me, and then I started getting to him because, you know, I'm reading it and I'm feeling the vibe. So it did start. He pulled like a magnet. It was a magnet pull, you know.
Oh yeah. I think in any new relationship you take your chances, you know. It isn't just that he's a big fat liar. I think he just likes to tell a good story so he gets attention and gets better women than he would if he just told you that he, you know, works at Amazon.
You might have some self-confidence issues.
Well, it actually is the opposite effect because if he does actually do what he said he did, then I felt like I couldn't hang out with him because I could be compromising myself.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I think that's still very possible, hon. I do.
Oh.
Go ahead, Julie.
All right. We got to move on, but before we depart, here is your healing angel card reading. Subject is clarity. Close your eyes for a moment. Breathe in the blue of the sky. Feel a gentle breeze flow through you. There's peace. There's clarity. A magical healing has just taken place. A gift from your guardian angel.
Yep, count on your guardian angel.
She might have to like
tap you on the shoulder.
Might have to do a little semi-meditating.
Quick question. Is it safe for me to get involved with him or should I like run?
You got to define safe. Do you mean emotionally safe or physically or financially?
I mean physically safe. Physically. Like,
I would stay in the public. I would be in public if I were you. You know, remember what takes place behind closed doors. It's his.
One word against another.
He said. Yeah. So, no, I'd be kind of wary of this guy. I don't like the way he looks in your cards.
Well, yeah, somebody's being a little
duplicate,
a little duplicity there, you know, makes you,
you should be hesitant.
If you can't
be
true up front, then maybe there's other things you may be hiding. Always better to err to the side of caution. Hey, thank you very much for holding, Deb. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I want to say to you one
thank
more
you.
Thing. He is
okay.
low-hanging fruit for you. In comparison to the man you've yet to meet.
Well, she sees somebody in the future better that is more worthy.
Good.
Hey, something to look forward to. All right, we got to rock. Appreciate it.
Take care.
You can call us again and again anytime. We do many shows a week.
All right.
Take
awesome.
Take care.
Let me see. I didn't miss on anybody. Hey, Catherine is here.
Yeah, Catherine, I got a question for you.
She says, yes, it is always wise advice. Always err on the side of caution.
Catherine, I read somewhere today, it might have been on TMZ, that someone from the Chiefs team had said, if we don't go to the Super Bowl, it's Taylor Swift's fault. Did you read that or hear that?
I wouldn't even bother regurgitating that nonsense myself.
It's nonsense.
But
they don't like how she's distracted.
It doesn't matter. Teams in the playoffs are not going to start throwing that shit out in the media, causing trouble. They don't do that. Nope. Yeah, that's why they would go.
They're offensive.
Their offense.
Offense.
Their offense is blowing goats.
Is he offense or defense?
He's not. Well, it doesn't matter. He is one person. You know, everybody looks like, oh, it's that one guy's fault. Well, there's 11 motherfuckers out there on offense, okay? Everybody has to do their job, or one guy can sometimes carry him on their shoulders, but you gotta have some help out there.
Okay, but you know what? If you actually look at him when he says Taylor, he looks fuckstruck to me. His face looks all goofy.
Well, he's got that natural look. He's got that kind of goofy-looking face.
Hi, Catherine. Yes, he does.
He does that. International shout-out to the Catherine that's from Ireland. We have multiple Catherines and multiple Rachels tonight. Indeed, we do. Let's move on. And anyway, he just has that look when he wants to. All right, anyway, we're going to area code 520. Olisa.
Yeehaw, you guys.
Hello, hello.
I just let you folks know, since it's a Friday, Saturday night type thing, we are great. The show's extended. We still got almost another hour yet.
Oh, yes.
So there's plenty of time, folks. Do not fret. All right, back to Lisa.
Oh, you guys. You Earth Angels. That's a hard job, being an Earth Angel, I imagine.
Aww.
Yeah, that's kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Let's put it in perspective.
Yeah, responsibility is a bitch, man.
I like it. Well, the lowdown is this. I haven't talked to the neighbor for a few days.
Oh, boy.
Okay, a few days is interesting. That's interesting, especially when it's Saturday.
Yeah.
Which means you did not talk to him on a Friday either.
No. Uh-uh.
Do tell.
And I,
do tell.
And my girlfriend, who I've realized now I need to develop more girlfriends. I do have a lot of girlfriends, but this one I have a lot of fun with. But then she did something this morning she invited me to. She went hiking, and I didn't go. I was, catching up from taking the grandson and catching up on business stuff. Nope, wait a minute. Project stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So then I got all ready here, and I'm out and about, and I'm hanging loose like a flag flapping in the wind. I'll figure it out. But I haven't talked to him, the dude next door, because I am so blah with him.
Really?
He said something to me, and then I said something back, and I said a lot of somethings back to him, and then I said, I'll talk to you later. And I haven't talked to him since. And we're supposed to go out of town on Monday because he has been in
–
we always have – sorry?
He has his appointment, does he?
I'm
his
sorry?
Medical. his medical, is something wrong with my thing? His medical.
No. Oh. He's fine. But he's doing a follow-up. And so we go 100 miles out of town for that medical appointment. And we always have a good time, but we've never gone under these conditions. And I know he's trying to connect with me somehow, some way. I think he's trying to delay in connecting with me. He wants to, I think he's probably scared that I'll bite his fucking head off. But I won't. And not the head between the legs, but
I wouldn't do that because you might need that one someday.
I doubt it. The way things are feeling right now for me. Anyway, he has till tomorrow to check it out with me to see if I'm still going with him. Of course I'm going. You know, I promised. I stick by the promise. And I'll bring my best game face. You know, we'll have a good time, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What do the cards say, Deb?
Okay, go with the cards.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada. We got a lot of international folks from everywhere.
We appreciate it.
From everywhere. They're everywhere.
All right, let's see what's going on in that cuckoo head.
Cuckoo.
I'm starting to greatly agree with you. And I know he went out last night and whatever. I'm not keeping up with him anymore. I just, you know, fuck it.
Well, look at that. Do you see how you are changing? And you know what it is? It's not simply psychological.
Oh, I've heard this song before.
Experiential.
I've heard how many times. I wish I had a buck for all the times that she called me and said, "Ah, fuck it." Disgusted. And then the pendulum swings the other way and she's walking on sunshine. I'm just saying, I have seen this show before. It's a repeat.
I know. And you know what?
Yep.
He, now I forgot what I was going to say. But I really forgot what I was going to say. I just forgot. I don't know. I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to say this. He did make the comment lately. He said, "Boy, you've become a real social butterfly." And I said, "Well, you know, you inspired me. You were going out a lot, and I didn't want to sit around and rot. So now I've started going out, too." Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Okay, so we want to know what's going on with him, right?
Yes. Yes, please. Please.
I've got to tell you, he's never, ever, ever going to admit to this, but I can tell you for fact that the woman who signifies the Queen of Clubs in your cards is the same one in his, and he confides in her. So anything you share with him is out on the street, okay?
Holy moly.
Yes, remember that he's got a big mouth.
Us guys are used to that the other way. Usually, if we confide in a woman, we might as well type it on the internet.
She's only going to tell her.
I'm just saying, as far as, you know, when she's confiding in him and he's talking to somebody else about it, yeah. Yeah, we're very familiar with that, us guys.
He tells her that he wants you to be his number one. You're the woman he would marry, all that stuff. And she finds it very pukish. I mean, because this is a woman that has designs on you.
What does she find it very what?
Pukish, vomitish, regurgitatish.
Oh, but isn't she married or no?
Honey, we got to talk to you about this.
But
the marriage, there's marriage. And, just because she's married doesn't mean that she doesn't play around.
That's a fact. Yeah. There's tons of that going on.
I can't believe how people play around in their relationships because it's not the 1950s and prior where we were chattel or cattle or that metal thing that would go around the crotch and the key would go in there. And we're not
chastity.
Like that.
The sacred chastity
yeah.
belt.
Yeah.
I was going to find some blacksmith who could get him out of that thing.
We're like Woody Allen said in that movie. He was trying to find the key to her chastity belt, and he goes, I must unlock the royal box. He was trying to have sex with the queen. He was the Joker. She had a chastity on.
If you read historical accounts, that stuff was going on time immemorial. I mean, way back in the day. Uh-oh, where'd she go? Lisa.
She's there.
I'm here.
Oh, there.
So,
relax. Relax.
This makes me sick to my stomach. Every time I learn more things, you know, I'm like sick to my stomach. I like my men black with a drop of almond milk. That's the most exotic I can get. But this whole world with that fucking neighbor is like looking into a boiling cauldron of bones and blood and oil and whatever else goes on in that horrible mixture. I just can't believe my ears a lot of times. I'm like, what? What?
You got to look at the internet. You don't even have to pay for it. It's out there, everything.
Well, everybody's been cheating.
Everything.
Cheating's been going on a long time before computers were invented.
No, I know, but I just don't see the point. I just don't see it. Such wasted energy.
It's gratification. People like the find a new ride. Sometimes a new car is fun to drive, even though you're not getting rid of your old car, it's fun to drive a new car once in a while.
It's really sad, though, if you think about it. It is.
Some people are like that, and you know what? Some people are never going to change that, do that. They get caught and say, I'm so sorry, I'll never cheat again. It's like if you really were sorry, you would have come to me and admitted it before I caught you, so fuck you. Yeah. Same with criminals. I apologize to the family I wronged. I robbed, I killed, I murdered.
I got caught.
I apologize now. Yeah.
Okay, Lisa.
All right, go ahead. Back to Lisa.
What's your question?
Well, is in store? Is this going to completely disintegrate and fall apart? Or?
No. He's getting advice on how to handle you.
Oh, Jesus. I told him that. I said, don't you go to Tammy and tell her, I call her Tammy Cesspool now. I said, you don't go to Tammy Cesspool and ask for counsel on how to handle me. I've told him that. You don't go there to how to handle my head, how to handle my heart, how to handle my life. You don't do that. But he doesn't listen.
Well, you know what? Men don't really turn to each other because those men are just going to call them pussy whipped, you know, and tease them.
So she's probably feeding him all sorts of stuff.
Pussy whip, Deb.
Well, if he's looking for advice.
Yeah, you might want to use a different term in this guy's case.
Yeah. This is her quarter.
You know, she might be advising him on self-sabotage. Yeah, put pepper in her coffee when she's not looking. She'll love that. That's an aphrodisiac. She might be coming up with all sorts of stinko remedies.
Yep.
to
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she could be feeding him advice because she wants to see it dissolve. That is a fact, right?
I agree.
Because you said that right up front.
And we women sabotage each other all the time for our own benefit.
I don't do that. You know what? I've been watching some movies on YouTube that are free because, you know, I've just been just trying to get my head together on the whirlwind holidays. Anyway, and then paying bills, Clueless, that was free. That was an interesting movie. And the other one was, I never saw that either. And the other one was, and these are really good movies. The other one was, what is the name of that movie? Oh, darn it, escaped my head. The one that says he's not that into you. He's not that into. I never saw that.
Right.
I love those movies. I love them.
A guy named Greg something, who had a talk show very briefly, wrote that book.
A guy wrote a chick book.
And they were all.
But you know what, Deb?
Yeah.
What, Deb?
You should
what do you
really support your clients in watching those two movies because, you know, we are raised. One of those movies, started out where we're raised in the sand. We start off in the sandbox as little girls, and the boy hits us. The little boy hits us, and then our moms or the adults around us say, the little boy hits you because he likes you, and we grow up believing that shit.
We do.
Well, back when in the sandbox thing, that actually is kind of true. But
some of us hit him back.
And a lot of times the girls are actually, there's a certain point where a lot of the girls kind of are bigger and meaner for a little. There's a certain point in that age group where they will do that.
Well, Bob, he's just not that into you. There were certain stories in that I didn't like. The Jennifer Aniston story. She should She needed to pack her crap and get out of there.
Ah, the chick flicks.
And
they're
the other
so
one,
nice.
What's his name? Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
That story sucked.
He was a bad dude.
Yeah.
He was not a good dude.
And then that Gigi, the girl Gigi that was chasing everybody,
Gigi.
She reminds me of, have you ever seen a wood tick out in the spring hanging on like a piece of hay and its other leg and arm is waving in the breeze? Kind of
Gigi.
That was her.
She ended up with that cutie pie, and I just thought, oh, God, casting got this all wrong. This is not good.
I wanted the bartender. She was hot.
Welcome, everybody, to Chick Flick Anonymous here. We're going to sit down and break down all the chick flicks out there until every single person vomits into a bucket.
There were lessons. And,
yes,
You know, and I thought, this is so appropriate when you think someone, and then Gigi was checking her phone every 2 seconds. I mean, how many of us on the planet, if we're honest, can relate to that? You know,
she smelled desperate. I can't imagine any guy wanting a female like that. Oh, my God.
The hot bartender?
I guess, yeah.
Well, I know they ended up.
I can't remember. But for you, yes, he's checking with women. That one in particular, she's been sworn to secrecy. She's never going to tell you. Okay.
Jesus.
Her allegiance is to him. So if she asks you questions, just remember it's going back. Just like the flaccid penis. Sultan guy.
Come on, Deb, get it right. Yeah. He is the flaccid Sultan. You got to get the penis off your mind. Get the Venus nipple off your mind. Get it off your mind.
Get off your mind.
Well, you know what?
Get it off the table, Deb.
That's right.
That's
right. If they tap you in the head with that thing, you can't get it off your mind.
Well, I wonder what she's telling him to do. Put arsenic in her water when she's not looking. She'll fall in love with you forever because she'll be dead.
I think she is telling him you will never go swinging with him. Never. So.
And she won't.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, the woman is a swinger.
But she will. Yeah, I told you there's a subculture there that is teeming with these swingers. They have nothing else to do, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't.
You know what you do?
What do you do, Deb?
Go on Google. Put this in. Swinging clubs in the name of your city, or say sex clubs in your city. And you watch and see what comes up.
But a lot of people do it in unorganized fashions.
It was probably
word of mouth, groups of friends. A lot of them don't get organized and go on the internet and join clubs.
No, they do it in somebody's house or.
And they don't have internet advertising. They just group of friends.
But they charge.
There's some that don't do that shit like it's a club, Deb.
And they don't like single men to come.
International shout out to Jen International. Sometimes not. Welcome, Jen.
Hi, Jen. Boy, you have.
She frequents Dubai. She comes back and forth, so we'll just throw her an international shout out anyway.
I think the two of you really have a connection of a vibe, and he doesn't know which way to go with you. Okay, because
what are the choices with me?
You are a prickly cactus, just like on or pear. What is it? Pear on your shower curtain. He does a bow with a flourish in his hat, and you tell him F you.
You know, but when we're getting along, I do tell him a lot of great, wonderful, incredible things. I even put, like, he crossed his legs the other day, and we're sitting side by side, and we're waiting for the owner to come over and talk to whatever. So I put my wrist. I said, do you know what ankle bracelets are? He said, yeah. He said, that's when lovers give each, and I said, well, a lover didn't give me an ankle bracelet. I bought it at a secondhand shop. And then I put my hand around his ankle, or not around, I couldn't get it all the way around. And I'm always telling him stuff when we're getting along. I'm always telling him stuff, always.
I thought ankle bracelets were the things that they give you when you're on parole and they monitor you to see where you're going.
You know, he did mention that.
Make sure you don't go too far, you know, where they put that ankle bracelet on you. A lot of GPS on it. Like if you're in the house arrest, they have that on there to make sure you don't leave your house and they know what you do. They know.
Oh, man.
Well, they
did he
know.
Say that both partners would wear an ankle bracelet? I've never seen one on a guy.
I've never seen one on a guy either.
I don't even know what the hell you guys are talking
about. I know they're out of fashion.
Well, I grasped that concept. I never knew that was a thing. I've seen chicks with those little ankle bracelets because they're sexy.
Yeah. I got an oversized, one of those springy type bracelets that had cheap, but it looked okay. It looked cute. And I put it around my ankle for a while. I liked it.
Never, ever heard of a guy wearing a fucking ankle bracelet.
There's always a first.
There's always a first, I guess. Yeah. I guess he has to make sure it matches his skirt, I guess, you know, and his high heel shoes.
And he's clicking down the sidewalk with his high heels.
Okay. I guess if we're going to go on RuPaul's drag show, drag queen show, or whatever the hell it is, you know, make sure your shit all matches.
Those are frightening men.
We understand the concept of drag show. We do understand that. That there are no pachinas behind any of that clothing. We know that.
Tim and I are waiting to be seated at a regular chain restaurant, Applebee's, I think it was. And this very tall... I've never seen a man in a dress and high heels that looked like a man and not a woman.
I thought that was at Plaza Azteca, I thought.
No, it wasn't.
No, what the fuck ever.
Anyway, I was looking up. He was very tall, like 7 feet. And I'm looking up at his
poor guy.
And he's looking down at me like, what the hell's your problem? And I thought, ooh, I'm not going to look at him anymore.
Well,
he's not low-hanging fruit, Deb, like you told that caller. He's not low-hanging fruit.
And I thought, oh, honey, somebody's got to teach you how to dress because it was
how to drag.
Yeah, how to drag. That's it. Oh, Rachel Sun wears an ankle bracelet.
Okay, well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great news. That's really fucking great news.
That's Australia.
Yeah, it is Australia, so I don't know.
Wear blouses either, or bras.
You know, that would be a great place to hide your money. you have a money belt.
If you're in a very good mood, you should be going out.
Well, I'm here. I'm all ready. I texted some other chick coming. It's really fucking ass cold. It's so early. You know, I don't know if I want to be out this early. I mean, this is
be cold everywhere.
It's so early that I don't know the music has started anywhere yet. I'm starved. I didn't eat anything today. I mean, it's all right. I mean, I have a lot of complaints. Gotta go to the complaint department.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's our God-given right to bitch. It's every human on this planet has the right to bitch about something. You don't need a constitution or government to tell you you can do it. You can do it. They've been doing it since the old days.
Kings
are like the rule. They thought they were shit didn't stink, but they knew if the people, the folks, got pissed off enough, that king would be beheaded. So they had to at least kind of keep them sort of happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would bitch. And they had to listen to bitches once in a while. All right, anyway.
All right.
You going to put a wrap on this, Deb, so I can give her her card?
Yeah, that's what I think is that.
Summarize.
You guys are going to sort it all out. You will go on Monday and have a wonderful time. And I want to see the two of you try to go 2 weeks without, you know, the two of you coming apart at the seams. Yeah.
Well, I need to verbally slap them sometimes. Not physically, but, you know, I need to slap them down sometimes verbally. And because he misbehaves. He has that Easterner attitude, you know. You stand in the middle of the street and you poke the air with your finger, and you like Robert De Niro in Texas. You know, and it just, I don't know, I'm just a rural person at heart, even though I wasn't rural all my life, you know, but I've settled into that.
Just a small town girl.
Yeah.
Journey.
Journey.
Don't stop believing.
All right.
I give her her.
I shall give her a card. It is her healing angel card. Oh, she gets one that they don't all have. She gets one from an archangel. Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world, Archangel's world. This is the union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind unite in a harmonious balance.
Nice card.
Thank you.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
You settle my rocking world, where my world gets rocked with that neighbor in a bad way and a good way sometimes. You guys don't know the goodness when we call in. It's like S-O-S. Isn't there a song like that? Or maybe there should be.
There is. ABBA. I mean, ABBA, the old Swedish group. Sending out an S-O-S. Yep, back in the 70s.
And then you dispense with the grounding energy of the heavenly, cosmic, supernatural goodness. So thank you.
Well, honey, I hope you have a good time tonight.
Maybe that's a good time. Cool. All right. That's right. It's still very early where she is.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It's very
it's only
early.
It's not night there yet. Yes,
indeed
it is.
We don't change clocks, so it's getting nightfall.
Okay, well, you make sure you keep an eye on your clock.
Okay.
Not to be confused with some other word.
Cluck? As I walk down the street. Clucking?
What does clock rhyme with?
Cluck? Cluckety cluck cluck. That chick is clucking. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what she'll do.
They will
one
do that.
One of these days, these boots will cluck all over you.
Are gonna cock all over you.
Oh, that's the rhyme. Okay, I'm close. Enough.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, I got to spoon feed you. All right, Lisa, we got a rock and roll. You know where to find
what
us. We shall be back.
And what a feed. Oh, thank you.
We shall be back unless Deb is under death's doors. We shall be back soon again.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, actually.
She's feeling good now, but tomorrow is another day. We hope she's on the upswing, but
and
does not relapse.
Bless your goodness. Yeah, the goodness you bring to us all.
She's a sickly thing, a very sickly thing.
Oh. We all send you good healing energy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to rock. You go have a good night.
Bye.
Care,
thank
guys.
You.
We love you.
You too.
Adios.
We love you.
I think I love you, but what am I fucking afraid of?
Yeah.
All right. Joanne was on at a hockey game. I haven't been to a hockey game for a couple since COVID.
Yeah.
Dang it. So I love it. I love it long time. One thing I used to like is growing up in Minnesota.
Why?
When we played hockey, it was always so fucking cold out because that's the way it is when you play outside in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to a hockey game, I was like, holy shit, I can actually come here, watch hockey, and take my jacket off.
In the
Because you're in an arena, indoor arena. So that was kind of a cool thing, yeah. So. All right. Let's get this going. Let's get rocking and rolling. We got many a folk. Let's do our folk.
Many a folk.
Next in line. Oh, look at that. We're going international. We're going to 70, I believe. Is that J in Canada? Is it UJ?
Hello.
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call.
It is. Hi. Yes, thank you. We had so many callers coming and going. I started losing track of who was what and where. I knew 780 was next. I was like, I don't know where they are, but I think it's Jay. All right, well, Jay, you have the floor. Welcome.
It's a worldwide switchboard, you know, all over the place.
It is indeed.
Yes.
You just don't know. The ones that when they call in on Skype on our queue system, we just see literally all ones. So you never – we know it's Skype, but we don't know.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got cooking, Jay?
What's up?
I've got a good question for you. You know, I've been watching a movie and had flamingos in the movie. And, you know, there's these flamingos that flew into the pool. And my coworker and I were watching this movie. And then what appeared onto my computer screen was a flamingo. It's been there for a bit. So I just wonder, what does that mean?
On your computer screen, you got a flamingo.
Yeah, it's on a screensaver. So I think there was something like why was it on the movie and then why was it on the screensaver at my home at the work computer too? It's still there. So I'm taking that aside, but I'm not sure what it means.
Well,
it's on both your screensavers at home and work?
No, just at work.
Okay. I was about to say, that'd be really, really weird. Okay. All right, and that's probably the standard work screensaver that you guys don't do anything to, right? It's just there.
No, I didn't do anything. So I'm going like, what's the message here? What's Spirit trying to tell me? Because I've had these messages before, something like that, but it's been twice in a row. And now, you know when you do things in threes? I do everything's in twos.
Okay, he doesn't wait for threes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only is it interesting, it's very coincidental, which is why he's calling and asking about it. Because, you know, like you said, there's no such thing as coincidence. I think there are, but sometimes things are too much to be a coincidence.
But, you know, I'll tell you a story about deer also.
Deer?
Deer, yes, a good one.
Okay, go ahead.
We're all ears.
Yeah, but can you summarize it up? What's going down? Go for it.
So in the movie, there was deers in the movie. It happened very often. This person would see deers, a little kid. And it reminds me of a story when I was actually traveling home for Christmas and took my cat along. And I remember traveling on this two-lane highway, and I was going eastbound. And I could see something on the road, but I didn't know what it was. It was about maybe a quarter mile ahead of me. And as soon as I started approaching, it was actually a deer. And the deer didn't any move. It didn't move at all. It just stayed there until I got there. So when I started getting close to the deer, I just slowed down. And there were cars behind me, too. So what happened is the deer took a quick look at my eyes, and it had a stare down almost, in a way. And then it moved off. It took off. So it was really interesting. Really interesting.
Now, was this a doe or a buck?
It was actually, I think it was a doe because it had little deer, I guess you call it that. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious. Because sometimes those bucks get all crazy ornery and think they're badasses sometimes. So, okay.
Yeah. So, it was good. It was a good sign.
Well, all right. This is a little out there for me.
Okay.
Do your best, my dear.
Because believe in magic. I believe in it. I believe in those that have gone into the afterlife can actually cause things to move in our world. You know, they have a certain amount of power. I'll just tell you what I got. There's a man in your cards who has passed away and wants you to be aware he's around. What that has to do with flamingos, I don't know. Did he ever, can you think of a man that he seems to be older.
Oh, Let's see if his name is a teacher of mine from back in 79, and his name was Mr. Vern Schmidt.
Really?
He was like my electronics teacher a while back. I was quite close to him.
Well, you're going to see another flamingo. He's using flamingos. I'm not sure why, but he's
I don't know
got
why
plans. No, he's got plans to let you know again soon that he's around.
Or maybe because that is such a holy shit, get your attention thing.
I think so.
Or if it just used like just a regular old bird or something, you wouldn't really maybe pick up on it.
It could be also my I'm best friend, too.
Oh,
well.
On.
Well, that's it. There is a relationship here.
So it's somebody close from your past,
right? It could very likely be the best friend.
Yeah, I would think it would be the best friend myself, I bet. But who am I?
Yeah, my friend. Yeah, my.
Yeah, did he have a good sense of humor? Because a flamingo would be funny, I guess, if he's
sounds like my best friend. I don't know if he has any. There's no time on the other side. So he just my friend that passed on in 2018 was avid fan of golf, and it was really. I just wonder if he doesn't know why doesn't have any. There's no sense of time up there, okay?
Oh, there isn't.
So he was quite funny too. He was a good guy. He was my best friend, so I remember him.
Laura, who's up in Canada, you know, with you. Well, not with me.
Not with you. Just in the same country. What your country is giant.
He says,
so
spiritually, healing and rebirth. So that's interesting.
Yeah, you know, Laura, if you're listening, it was actually in a recent movie right now. It was released in December.
Really? So it's not just some old Alexa. Okay.
No. We've got a thing going on here.
Got a thing going
where
on?
My late husband's son, who I basically have adopted as my son, he gave Jim and I each and their adorable dolls. What was yours? Yours was...
Well, I was... Yeah, I don't remember. He said he didn't even label him because he knows we both like him.
Well, I basically like the Dwight one. Anybody who's watched The Office, Jim Halpern was always putting his stapler inside Jell-O.
Playing pranks on... Yeah.
Well, that Dwight is missing.
The Dwight doll is missing.
Yeah, and we have looked everywhere. And my husband in spirit has done these things before.
Prankster.
And, we just say he's here and he's letting us know. But, hey, Daryl, I really want the Dwight doll back, please. Please.
Give me a sign where it is.
Well, right, and sometimes he will. Like, I was missing a really important earring of mine. I looked everywhere. And I kind of stood there in my room, and I said, come on, Daryl, please, will you help me find the earring? And honest to God, I looked down, and it was right at my feet. And I would have walked over it had it been there all the time. So I don't know. I like to think it's him.
Yep, they're giving me messages. Look down.
So that's what I think. You have a friend that's making contact with you. And remember, there's this thing I've been passing around that was from the 700 Club, and if you wanted to see it, do you know the 700 Club, Pat Robertson? He was a big deal here in Virginia Beach.
Oh, he knows it. He's in our time era.
Okay. Well,
I've heard some of his references to the 70s, so it's like he knows what we're talking about.
Okay. He puts these little stories. He put these stories together about people who came, you know, to the Lord and other things. This was about a guy that died during a surgery. And within 6 minutes, it was like he traveled to this place. And it was an orientation center. And when I was done, and it's very well done, the way that they, you know, added the background to it and everything. Well, I was working on a mediumship class. And in the class, I kept trying to contact Daryl, who's been gone 5 years now. And it was like, after a few tries, it was like some woman answered a phone. And I said, can I speak to Daryl? And she said, oh, I'm sorry. He's in spiritual orientation. And I said, well, when will he come out? And she said, hon, we don't have any time here. She said, he'll be out when he's out. And I kept doing this a few different times. And then the last time, it was like the color of cobalt blue. Like there was a stage in front of me. And I saw this little figure up. I'm holding my arm out. Little figure up in the distance, like running to me. Running. It got bigger and bigger. And pretty soon, this figure dropped to his knees and slid in front of me. And he had a ball cap on backwards, and a T-shirt, and jeans. And that's how my Daryl dressed. And he put his arms out like to say, ta-da! And he was smiling and happy. And I really believe we can make contact with those who are, you know, on the other side. So it made me feel good that you're better. Yeah, so I think your friend is
beautiful
trying to
story.
Tell you. So maybe
it's
you should try
story.
To. Thank you. And it really put my heart at ease. And my grandmother, I did this about her. My grandmother was a very flamboyant 70, like late 70s woman. And when she passed away, it was 2 years after she taught me this method. And I used this mediumship method to contact her. And I saw my grandmother, and this is so how she was. She was wearing a hat with some big feathers in it, and my grandmother loved these kind of hats, surrounded by people that were like drinking coffee and sitting. She's standing in the middle, and she's expressing with her hands, and she waved to me like, she always called me honey girl. Hey, honey girl, I'm doing fine. And I really like that too, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Don't be surprised. You should talk to your friend. If you feel like it, like in the car, you know, maybe he'll give you another sign. Maybe he'll, if you're not afraid, some people are afraid, you know, to,
okay.
to connect. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Here, Jim.
All right. Here is your healing angel card. Something is a creative potential. You are by nature infinitely creative. Life is a sea of creative potential just waiting to be expressed through you. You are free to express all that your heart desires. Creative potential for you.
That sounds great.
The healing angel cards, yep.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me because I love creativity. And as you get older, I think maybe I lose a little bit of it, but I still love creativity and doing things. And learning things, so just yeah, that's a beautiful. That fits with me for sure. That's a great card that you pulled, Jimbo.
Awesome. And if people that are watching and Jay watches, I shuffle them and cut them and pull them. I don't go flip through them and looking for one.
He doesn't.
So they come up. You know, it's like with your intuitive card reading. If they come up the way they're meant to come up, I don't try to influence them. All right, well, thanks a lot, Jay. I appreciate you holding, joining
you.
Us on Jay, all folks. He joins us on Facebook, and he calls in, which anybody can do.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty good experience because you can actually see the cards go down and stuff. So, but some people aren't into Facebook, you know, and we understand. All right, Jay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, my friend. You know where to find us. We'll be here again and again.
Yeah, it's a great show. You know, I just listen to you both and how you work together and comedy between both of you. Both of you and Jimbo. And, you know, it's got to be like, what am I drinking tonight? You gotta do that type of contest too, right? So.
Yeah, I'm a creature of habit. It would be easy to guess what I'm drinking. I'd have to really, our bar doesn't have a lot in it, believe it or not. All right, but I appreciate it. But thanks. That could be a future thing.
Yeah.
Could be a contest. We might have to do that when we have a next contest rolling around. What am I drinking tonight? All right, appreciate it,
Jay. Welcome. Blessings to both, yeah.
Good advice, yep. And we shall talk again.
Yeah.
Again and again.
All right, take care. I like his voice. tell a lot about a person in their voice.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I wasn't really sure about, you know, you never know some of the age thing here, but some of his references and discussions he had, and when you talked about, what reference did you make?
What?
You referenced, if you know what I mean, if you remember that, you talked about something from the past, and I was like, yeah, he's kind of in our generation.
Yeah, he is.
I don't remember what you asked about. I don't even remember what it was, but I got to ban somebody again. It's been a big night for banning. Hang on real quick, folks, on the phone. We're going to get to you first, but we got to shut a scammer down, as usual. It's been a big scammer night. Scammers are hopping on Saturday night.
Rachel, no. In fact, I really coaxed Jim after we lost Daryl.
I don't know what the hell you
got. Maybe it was before Jim took over. I don't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Rachel's wanting to know, did you want Gerald's job on the show when it was time? And no, you really didn't. We had to coax you, me and Veronica, because you liked running the camera. And then we got you to sit down with us.
I don't know. I don't remember. If she says so, then so be it. I don't have a memory bank of how that came to be. All right. I had to yell.
No, but Jim would go on the ghost hunt, so I wish we could do that again. The girl I shared an office with, she was a ghost hunter, a professional ghost hunter. And we would go to different places, homes. I think we went through the woods once. And we would do it at night when it was dark out. And she had those, what are they?
I didn't do it that many times with Lisa.
No, but what was that, ultraviolet glasses or what were night vision?
Really?
Yeah, she had night vision. She had all the equipment.
The night vision stuff usually isn't a thing for that.
She was always afraid that an entity of some sort was going to jump on her and go home.
Ah, the 700 Club. Thank you, Courtney. I knew that was the reference. That's what you mentioned to Jay.
Yeah.
You remember that? And I was like, well, he remembers it because I could tell he was from our time era. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Courtney.
So she would always start with a prayer and then meet us all as part of the ghost hunting expedition. If you look way, way back in my archives, you'll find them. Probably have to go back like 5 years. But people really enjoyed them. And some were scary. And then at the end, at the closing, she would put prayer on us again because she said, you don't want these spirits going home with you. And she always wanted to come to my house because my house is an older home. And I said, no, I don't need to know what kind of orbs are here or any of no.
But Deb, it's funny because the people in other countries probably laugh at we say our house is an older home.
Yeah, probably.
It's not even 100 years old.
No.
So it's relatively older around this neighborhood, but that's not old compared to some places in other countries.
Yeah, but our country's only, what, 200 years old?
Yeah, in 1976, it was 200 years old.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, so guess what? It's not 1976.
So what is it now?
Like, it's 2024.
Yeah,
so you can sit there and do the numbers in your head.
Come on, you're the mathematician.
Well, it'll be 48 years, I guess, it'll be 48 years old in July, right? July 4th. I believe that computes. I believe those numbers compute mathematically. Okay. All right. Let's do this. Let's go take another caller before we run out of time.
I think we could do that.
Oh, well, we should do that. We should do that. Then we shall do so. We must do so. All right, where's that caller? There it is. Area code 919. Google tells me that's our neighbor to the south in North Carolina. Welcome, 919.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Deborah. Thank you, Jimba.
And you are?
Who are you?
Who?
Yes. my name is Terry.
Hi.
Terry.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Is this your first time?
It is.
Well,
have you listened to the show before?
I have listened to the show before, yes.
Oh, that's cool, then. You listened to the show before, and she's been holding for a long time, so she's listened to a lot of show tonight, too. And we appreciate your patience, but the good thing is not being a super first-time call, you know how everything works. So the floor is yours. What would you like to discuss, talk about, know?
I think I'd like to talk about the fact that my last kid just moved out of the house, and I have an empty nest now, and I'm kind of wondering about, you know, if what's kind of coming up for me.
It's an exciting time. I have five biological sons.
Some people get depressed.
Two that I, emotionally adopted.
Some people get depressed when their nest is empty, and others feel liberated. It's everybody has a different reaction to that. So.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little on the depressed side. So it's
sure. Well,
it's
moms,
a little
I think,
sad,
feel that a little bit more. I think moms feel that a little bit more because that's their nature.
Sure.
If it wasn't for moms, the kids probably would never survive. Dads would get pissed off and kill them. Back in caveman days. I'm talking like caveman days, you know? Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, dads would be like, I got to go out and hunt. Shut up. Whack. Smack. Come on. I got to go hunt. I got to go hunt and gather, which they say we used to hunt or gather.
Job provider. And we get to nurture.
Yeah, you got to take care of the kids and do all the other work that has to get done. I mean, everybody was working back in the day. It was nobody just sitting around, you know. Everybody worked to survive. Every day was a survival.
As I'm laying out your cards, hon, I've got to tell the folks on Facebook, because you just triggered it for me, Tim. I had the most incredible dream last night, just before.
I had a dream.
Yeah, and it was that I was about 6 months pregnant. Which is not unusual. I often dream that I'm pregnant. And supposedly that means I'm nurturing an idea or a concept that I'm going to turn into something.
If one if one believes that all dreams have meaning, yes. Some people believe that all dreams are just random shit.
And
so it all depends on what school of thought you believe in. Right.
Anyway,
I don't know which one's correct.
I was my age. And the doctors were discussing how I'm the oldest woman in the world to have a baby, and they wanted to take it out 2 months early, like in a C-section kind of thing. I know, it's kind of crazy. And the part that really got me is they told me it's a girl, and all of my children were boys. Not one girl on the bus. So I woke up smiling. Oh, I'm going to have a girl. Yeah. Of course, it's a dream, baby.
But don't they say that it is actually the male's chromosomes that determine the sex of a child? The woman really has nothing to do with that, right?
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that you had nothing to do with them all being boys. That was just Lady Luck just handed that to you. You know, it wasn't because you were a boy machine. It's because you randomly had guys that were boy machines. At that time. It has nothing to do with your reading or your dream. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, I want to ask you, do you have a partner or are you on your own now?
That's a good question.
No, I'm on my own now.
Well, I really
feel... So the nest is empty.
Yeah, so you're going to find some really productive type of work to do. You might even be volunteer. Because I'm not seeing any dollar signs around it, but I am seeing that it's very good work. And through that, you're going to meet somebody. And the two of you, I feel, are going to work together, get to know each other as workmates. And it could very easily blossom into something more. So I just wanted to let you know that what you decide to do now that you have that empty nest is really going to be like a brand new world for you. So your cards look really good that you're going to become very productively involved. And it may even be something you've always wanted to do, but maybe childbearing and...
Quite often life can get in the way of dreams.
Yeah.
Quite often life just does that.
So this could be a path you've always wanted to follow, and that you will decide to do that. But I don't see you here as lonely, becoming depressed, nothing like that. If anything, I think you're going to embrace a whole new way of life for yourself.
No.
Yeah, and down the road, there could become a relocation for you. Possibly, how many children do you have?
I have two, and I was going to ask about that because I'm not sure I want to stay in the location that I'm at, but I don't know where I would go if I left. It's, yeah.
Well, it'll come to you, and I know that sounds really cliche.
It does sound like a cop-out,
but
yeah.
But I've not read your cards before.
Right.
So I need a couple times to start to feel familiar with you and build that spiritual link. But I do feel, I see that a move is coming for you, and you will embrace it. It looks very good.
Sounds like she sounds like right now she's receptive to it, yes.
And I think you're going to have a soulmate partner in your life. And they think now, you might be thinking, oh, no, I don't want to go that way. But you know what? Life takes twists and turns. And we don't know how we're going to feel 3 to 5 years from now, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody, oh yeah, exactly.
So yeah, life for you is an open road in front of me.
Wow.
I like it. Lots of new friends to meet.
She completed one journey and now she is beginning another.
Yes. I think it'll be very good and I hope that she'll call us again. Jim's got a card for you.
I do indeed.
But I just come again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, keep on. Feel free to call as much as you want. There isn't. We don't keep track and get mad if people call too much. We have people that call on every show. That's cool. It's going to be good for you, good for us. All right, real quick before we move on, because the show's getting near TikTok closing time. Archangel Metatron is actually the author of your healing angel card, it says. I am your link between heaven and earth, between your humanity and your divinity. I am here to help. It's weird color here. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm here to help you heal the conflict that exists between your heart and mind. Feel me in your heart and thoughts. Through oneness, there is love. And that's from Metatron.
And Metatron is
what's an archangel. He's one of the
very powerful.
Yeah. And not all the healing angel cards are directly from an archangel. So we've had a couple tonight that are actually like three of them. I think that come from archangels.
Yeah,
that's a sign.
Please call us again. I'd love to talk to you more.
I will.
Absolutely.
Thank you
and
so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you were patient. You held for like an hour. We appreciate that. And folks that didn't get through, sorry.
Tomorrow is another day.
And we just can't predict if the lines are going to be big or if the lines are going to be light. But the moral of the story is better to be early than late. And you can actually get in the queue 15 minutes prior to showtime.
And you can do other things. Yeah, you can do other things. You don't have to just sit and stare at the screen.
Well, you can, and the 15 minutes, you don't care because nothing's going to happen while the music's going on, and then you can listen to the show while it starts and blah, blah, blah. All right, we got to do it, Deb.
Got to do it.
Let's pick it with a little lightness.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go.
Do, do, do.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart, good night.